You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now, I'm sharing it all. Join me for unfiltered talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
How about this for a headline this morning, Kennedy?
Go ahead.
Whitey Bulger's former attorney named special prosecutor to lead Karen Reed's second trial.
Yeah.
I mean, you just could not write this if it were a movie to be any more salacious. We have our good friend Emily D. Baker, the internet's go-to entertainment legal analyst. Don't forget, you can find her on YouTube and then also on the Law Nerd app. Actually, from New York this morning, has been in the courtroom for all the proceedings
so
with
cool.
Diddy. And then we get this bomb dropped on us this morning. Emily, what did you think when you saw that headline?
I was surprised to see the connection to Whitey Bulger, but I am happy that they are bringing in a special prosecutor and a fresh pair of eyes to this case. I think it needs it. Also, it's always helpful to have a full reevaluation of a case going into a second trial. I wonder how much the former prosecutor on the case will be involved, because it says he's leading the prosecution team. So I wonder if we'll still see Adam Lally and the other prosecutors on the case working on the case, but not leading in court. So it's interesting to see a special prosecutor coming in for the retrial, but I wonder if it's going to help shape this case.
It says in the story I read here that he'll be working with Lally, McLaughlin, and whatever. But as you say, who's going to lead and who's not?
Yes. If he's leading the case, we might see him leading in court. And I think that that's needed if this does go to a retrial. But again, fresh eyes, when they are still going through investigations of like Trooper Proctor's work phone, are needed in this case.
Are they going to change venues, do you think?
There haven't been any motions yet. I think Karen Reed's attorneys are going to wait until they see how their appeal goes.
Kennedy brought up an interesting fact. He lost that case with Whitey Bulger. Whitey Bulger ended up in jail for a very long time.
Life is the word.
Yeah.
Till the end of it, in fact.
Most defense attorneys lose quite a lot of their cases. A lot of prosecutors don't bring cases that are even difficult. They tend to bring the cases that they think they're going to win. It's why you see federal prosecution offices having like a 99% win rate, because they only bring the cases that they're going to win. Mm. So that doesn't necessarily mean he's not a great attorney.
Right.
And again, we see that with Alan Jackson, who was very successful as an LA prosecutor, but does not have quite the same success rate as a defense attorney, but it doesn't mean he's not doing a good job as a defense attorney. He had a very strong thoughts about this as well that he shared in a statement yesterday.
Emily, as someone who has experience in the district attorney's office, when you saw this news, were you like, oh yeah, that's what they needed to do? And what did you think about how the prosecution handled the first trial?
So as a legal commentator, I was like, oh, this is really interesting. But as a former prosecutor, I wonder if I'd be a little insulted if they brought in somebody from outside the office to help me retry a case unless I had asked for it. And that could always be the case. Adam Lally was doing every single witness himself. I commented on it throughout the trial, how much work that is and how he should have had someone else handling some witnesses. I hope that fresh eyes are welcome. I hope that it will help the prosecution tailor down their case. There was a lot of moments in that trial that could have gone faster, that didn't need to linger. But then when we got to the state's experts, there were some experts that just weren't great.
Do you think, what was the question I wanted to ask and I just forgot about it? Now I can't remember what the question I had.
Because I was talking too much.
No.
We're talking in circles over here.
No.
About Alan Jackson's statement?
Oh, yeah, that was it. Yeah, you had said that earlier.
Hey,
she's so good.
We brought her back.
She can even read your mind.
What did he say? I didn't catch this.
He had released a statement to the media outlet that the waste of taxpayer monies on a special prosecutor when this case should be dismissed was a misuse of funds, essentially, from Adam Morrissey, or not Adam Morrissey, Michael Morrissey. So he was unhappy that they were using money to bring it in. But this is the direct quote. The news that Michael Morrissey has decided to use taxpayer funds to hire an outside lawyer to prosecute this case speaks volumes about his confidence in his own team. They can bring anyone they want to court. We will beat this unjust prosecution just like we did last time. Like we said to Mr. Morrissey previously, do your worst. We'll see you in court. So very strong words from Karen Reed's attorneys.
How much do you think Alan Jackson's getting paid?
Quite a lot. Yeah, quite a lot.
Full stop. Have a nice day.
It's worth every penny.
See you in trial.
I think he, I don't think he bills for taking shots at Michael Morrissey. I think he enjoys that part.
Right. Yeah.
And one last question. Will any of the people losing their jobs from the first trial, the police officer specifically, be allowed to be brought up in the retrial?
Well, Carson, I can't tell you what a mess this is going to be for prosecutors, because some of them are necessary witnesses. So I don't know how they're going to avoid it. It's going to be a mess. They are so far away from this retrial, but with all the things that have come out, with people being terminated, it's going to be very hard for prosecutors going forward. Some of those witnesses they have to call, and it's not going to be a good look when they have to explain that they've been fired because of their action in this case. Mm. It's not good.
All right, and they're talking January 2025, right?
That's the current trial date, but appeals can take some time. I imagine that if that appeal's not done, Karen Reed's attorneys are going to want to wait on the retrial because that is exceedingly expensive. Wait on the retrial till the appeal is done, but that's the date set now. That date I would look at as a more flexible date, not a super firm trial date.
You're a rock star. Thank you for getting up. Yeah. I know you're in New York and getting
Please
after
Please have some tea.
Yes.
I need to go find some. I was fine when I first answered the phone, and then my voice just went, not today, girl.
Hydrate them vocal folds, girl. You'll be good.
Absolutely.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you, Emily.
Thanks, y'all.
All right. Bye-bye. Emily D. Baker. Make sure you look for her on social media at The Emily D. Baker, also on YouTube.
And yeah, she was literally sitting outside of the courtroom yesterday, like just talking. It was
incredible.
So fascinating to watch.
Yeah. You can also find her on the Law Nerd app. It tells you, you know, whenever she's going to go live on her YouTube channel.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.